Welcome to Love Unscripted, the podcast where we dive deep into the beautiful complexities of love and relationships. Today, we're delving into a topic that shapes the very foundation of our connections, attachment styles. In the vast world of love, each person brings a unique script written by their experiences, fears, and desires. Some of us embrace intimacy with open arms, while others approach it with caution and independence. It's like a grand dance where the steps are not always predictable, and the choreography varies from one couple to another. Today we're exploring the dynamic interplay of attachment styles, those invisible threads that weave through our relationships, influencing how we connect and navigate the intricate dance of love. Whether you're securely attached, anxiously preoccupied, dismissively avoidant, or fearfully avoidant, we've got something for everyone. So, grab your favorite drink, get cozy, and join us as we unravel the untold stories, challenges, and triumphs of love, where every episode is a journey into the heart of what makes relationships truly unique. Stay tuned for candid conversations, expert insights, and real-life stories that remind us that love is beautifully messy, wonderfully imperfect, and, above all, unscripted.
Today we will be exploring the intricate dance of attachment styles in relationships. 1. Secure attachment and anxious preoccupied, or anxious ambivalent, attachment. 2. Anxious preoccupied, or anxious ambivalent, attachment and dismissive avoidant attachment. 3. Dismissive avoidant attachment, and fearful avoidant, or disorganized, attachment. 4. Fearful avoidant, or disorganized, attachment and anxious preoccupied, or anxious ambivalent, attachment.
1. A day in the life of Jane, secure attachment, and John, anxious preoccupied, or anxious ambivalent, attachment. A Saturday afternoon affection. Jane and John, a couple in the early stages of their relationship, decided to spend a sunny Saturday afternoon together. Jane, with her secure attachment style, suggested a picnic in a local park. John, the more anxious preoccupied of the two, happily agreed, eager for a day filled with shared moments. As they set out, Jane felt the day's warmth match the budding warmth of their connection. She had planned a mix of activities, picnicking, strolling, and perhaps a little quiet contemplation under the shade of the trees. John, thrilled at the prospect, could already imagine the perfect day unfolding. The park greeted them with vibrant colors and a gentle breeze. Jane, comfortable with the ebb and flow of conversation, appreciated the tranquility of shared silences. As they settled into a cozy spot for their picnic, she marveled at the beauty around them. John, however, couldn't shake a lingering sense of anxiety. In the quiet moments, he found himself seeking reassurance from Jane. "Are you enjoying this?" he asked, a touch of uncertainty in his voice. Sensing his need, Jane smiled warmly, assuring him that she was having a wonderful time. As the day unfolded, Jane's secure communication style shone through. She openly shared her thoughts and feelings, making John feel more connected. However, a minor disagreement about where to set up the picnic blanket stirred a moment of tension. Jane, with her calm demeanor, suggested a compromise. "How about we find a spot that's a bit of both?" she proposed, smoothing over the small hiccup. During moments of physical closeness, Jane expressed her affection naturally. A touch on John's arm or a soft smile communicated her contentment. John, fueled by his anxious, preoccupied tendencies, cherished these moments but occasionally sought more reassurance. "I really like being with you," he confessed, needing verbal affirmation. As the day wound down, Jane reflected on the shared experiences with satisfaction. John, however, still carried a bit of trepidation. Sensing his need for reassurance, Jane gently took his hand. "Today was perfect," she said, looking into his eyes. "I'm really glad we spent it together." In the quiet glow of the setting sun, Jane's secure attachment and John's anxious, preoccupied heart found a rhythm. Their differences, rather than driving them apart, became threads weaving a unique tapestry of connection. As they headed home, hand in hand, the promise of more shared moments lay ahead, a journey where understanding, communication, and affection would guide them through the beautiful complexities of their evolving relationship. If you identify with an anxious, preoccupied attachment style and are in a relationship with a partner who has a secure attachment style, here are some words of advice to make the most of your differences. 1. Communicate openly. Express your feelings and needs openly with your partner. Let them know about your anxieties and insecurities, allowing for a better understanding of your perspective. 2. Understand your triggers. Be aware of situations or behaviors that trigger your anxious feelings. Understanding your triggers can help you communicate more effectively with your partner and work together to navigate challenges. 3. Develop self-awareness. Reflect on your own emotional responses and patterns. Developing self-awareness can empower you to recognize when your anxious tendencies are surfacing and allow you to take proactive steps to manage them. 4. Seek reassurance mindfully. While it's okay to seek reassurance from your partner, try to do so mindfully and in a way that fosters understanding rather than dependence. Communicate your needs and appreciate the support your partner provides. 5. Cultivate independence. Work on cultivating a sense of independence and self-reliance. This doesn't mean distancing yourself from your partner, but rather finding a balance between connection and individuality. 6. Practice self-care. Prioritize self-care to manage stress and anxiety. Engage in activities that bring you joy and relaxation. A grounded and centered individual is better equipped to navigate the challenges of a relationship. 7. Learn from your partner. Take cues from your secure partner on how to approach challenges with a calm and collected demeanor. Learn from their ability to maintain a sense of security and stability. 8. Build trust through consistency. Trust can be built over time through consistent actions and behaviors. Trust your partner's commitment to the relationship, and recognize that their secure attachment style provides a stable foundation. 9. Focus on the positive. Shift your focus to the positive aspects of the relationship. Acknowledge and appreciate the moments of connection, support, and love. Celebrate the strengths that each attachment style brings to the partnership. 10. Consider professional support. If your anxious, preoccupied attachment style significantly impacts your well-being or the relationship, consider seeking support from a therapist or counselor. Professional guidance can provide valuable tools and strategies for personal and relational growth. Remember, a relationship is a journey of growth and discovery. Embracing your differences and working together to understand and support each other can lead to a deeper, more fulfilling connection. Open communication, empathy, and a willingness to learn from each other are key ingredients for building a strong and resilient relationship.
Here's something to know about secure attached individuals. Securely attached individuals generally tend to form more stable and satisfying relationships because of their comfort with intimacy, their ability to communicate effectively, and their capacity to navigate conflicts in a constructive manner. It is thought that 50% of the population is estimated to have a secure attachment style. Here are some reasons why securely attached individuals can work well with the three other attachment styles. 1. Emotional regulation. Secure individuals are typically adept at regulating their emotions. This helps them remain calm in the face of stress or conflict, providing a stabilizing influence in the relationship. 2. Effective communication. Secure individuals are comfortable expressing their needs and emotions, and they are also attentive listeners. This open and effective communication style fosters understanding and helps prevent misunderstandings. 3. Empathy and support. Secure individuals tend to be empathetic and supportive. They can provide the reassurance and comfort that individuals with anxious, preoccupied, or fearful avoidant attachment styles may need. 4. Balanced approach to independence and intimacy. Secure attachment allows individuals to balance the need for independence and intimacy effectively. This flexibility is beneficial when interacting with partners who may have different attachment styles. 5. Conflict resolution skills. Securely attached individuals approach conflicts with a problem-solving mindset. They can navigate disagreements without triggering intense emotional reactions, contributing to more positive conflict resolution. However, it's important to note that attachment styles are not rigid categories, and people may exhibit different attachment behaviors in various situations or over the course of their lives. Additionally, individuals with other attachment styles can still have healthy and fulfilling relationships with partners of different styles by adopting self-awareness, open communication, and a willingness to understand and support each other's needs.
2. Let's explore a day in the life of two individuals with a dismissive avoidant attachment and a fearful avoidant, disorganized, attachment. Meet Alex, with a dismissive avoidant style, and Taylor, with a fearful avoidant style. Alex wakes up with a sense of independence, valuing personal space. As he prepares for his day, he may keep his emotions guarded, preferring self-reliance. Meanwhile, Taylor starts the day feeling a mix of anticipation and anxiety. She craves connection but fears potential rejection, creating an internal tug of war. Over breakfast, Alex enjoys a quiet moment alone, sipping coffee while reading the news. Alex appreciates the solitude and maintains a sense of emotional distance. Taylor, on the other hand, seeks connection, attempting to engage in conversation with Alex. Taylor's attempts are met with a subtle deflection from Alex, reinforcing a protective emotional barrier. At work, Alex thrives in his independent role, avoiding reliance on colleagues. He excels in tasks that allow him to maintain control and autonomy. Taylor, in a more collaborative role, oscillates between seeking reassurance from colleagues and withdrawing out of fear of judgment. The fluctuating emotions create a sense of unease. Afternoon interaction. During a shared lunch break, Alex and Taylor navigate a delicate dance. Alex, showing signs of emotional distance, focuses on his meal, subtly avoiding personal topics. Taylor, sensing the distance, hesitates to express her feelings, fearing rejection. The interaction is brief, with unspoken tensions lingering. Evening at home. As evening approaches, Alex retreats to a solo activity, perhaps reading or working on a personal project. He values the freedom to pursue interests without emotional entanglements. Taylor, torn between a desire for connection and a fear of vulnerability, hesitates to initiate deeper conversations, opting for superficial interactions. Conflict arises. Later in the evening, a disagreement emerges. Alex, avoiding emotional confrontation, may withdraw further, finding solace in solitude. Taylor, grappling with the fear of abandonment, experiences heightened anxiety. The conflicting attachment styles intensify the tension, making resolution challenging. Nighttime. In the quiet of the night, Alex and Taylor face the challenge of navigating intimacy. Alex, tending to downplay emotional needs, may resist closeness. Taylor, fearing rejection, may vacillate between seeking comfort and withdrawing. The night unfolds with a sense of emotional disconnection. Alex's dismissive avoidant attachment style manifests as a preference for independence and emotional distance, while Taylor's fearful avoidant attachment style is marked by a struggle between the desire for connection and the fear of rejection. The differences in their attachment styles create a complex dynamic, highlighting the challenges and nuances that can arise in relationships with avoidant and fearful avoidant individuals. It emphasizes the importance of understanding and addressing these attachment styles for healthier and more fulfilling connections. Working through differences in attachment styles, especially when one partner has a dismissive avoidant style, Alex, and the other has a fearful avoidant, Taylor, or disorganized style, requires patience, communication, and a commitment to mutual understanding. Here are some tips for Alex and Taylor. 1. Open communication. Encourage open and honest communication. Create a safe space where both Alex and Taylor feel comfortable expressing their thoughts and emotions without fear of judgment. 2. Understand each other's attachment styles. Take time to learn about each other's attachment styles. Understanding the reasons behind certain behaviors can foster empathy and help each partner navigate challenges more effectively. 3. Recognize triggers. Both partners should identify and communicate their triggers. Knowing what might activate feelings of discomfort or anxiety allows for proactive discussions and mutual support during difficult moments. 4. Establish boundaries. Work together to establish healthy boundaries that respect each other's need for space and closeness. Finding a balance that honors both independence and the connection is crucial for a sustainable relationship. 5. Validate feelings. Alex can practice validating Taylor's feelings and reassurances without feeling overwhelmed. Taylor, in turn, can recognize and respect Alex's need for independence. 6. Build trust gradually. Trust is often a gradual process, especially for individuals with avoidant attachment styles. Focus on building trust over time through consistent actions and open communication. 7. Seek professional support. Consider couples therapy or counseling to provide a structured and supportive environment for addressing attachment-related challenges. A therapist can offer guidance and tools to navigate the complexities of each attachment style. 8. Develop individual and shared goals. Discuss personal and relationship goals openly. This helps create a sense of purpose and direction, providing a framework for both partners to invest in the relationship. 9. Practice vulnerability. For Alex, practicing vulnerability by sharing thoughts and emotions can be challenging but is essential for deepening emotional intimacy. Taylor, in turn, can work on expressing needs and fears in a way that fosters understanding. 10. Celebrate small successes. Acknowledge and celebrate small successes in navigating differences. Recognizing and appreciating efforts to understand and support each other contributes to positive reinforcement. 11. Be patient and compassionate. Patience is key. Changing attachment patterns takes time, and setbacks may occur. Approach challenges with compassion, understanding that both partners are on a journey of growth and adaptation. 12. Prioritize self-care. Both partners should prioritize self-care. Taking care of individual emotional well-being contributes to a healthier partnership. Encourage each other to engage in activities that bring joy and relaxation. Remember, building a strong and resilient relationship requires ongoing effort and a willingness to learn and grow together. By being mindful of each other's needs and taking proactive steps to address differences, Alex and Taylor can create a more secure and fulfilling connection over time.
3. A Dance of Attachment, Samantha and Tom's Story. Samantha, an anxious, preoccupied soul, lived her life through the lens of emotional intensity and a craving for reassurance. Tom, on the other hand, embodied the characteristics of a dismissive avoidant, cherishing his independence and valuing personal space above all. Morning Rituals. On a typical morning, Samantha awoke with a swirl of emotions, excited about the day, but with a subtle undercurrent of anxiety. Tom, calm and collected, immersed himself in his morning routine, relishing the solitude. As they prepared for the day, Samantha sought connection, wanting to share her thoughts and feelings, while Tom, with an unconscious emotional shield, maintained an air of detachment. Facing challenges. Their first challenge emerged when Samantha, caught in the whirlwind of emotions, confronted Tom about a minor issue. Her need for reassurance clashed with Tom's instinct to withdraw. Samantha's anxiety escalated, and Tom, feeling overwhelmed, retreated further into his emotional fortress. The mismatched approach to challenges left both feeling unheard and frustrated. Mismatched expectations. As the day unfolded, Samantha's expectations for emotional closeness clashed with Tom's desire for independence. Samantha longed for constant connection, yearning for Tom's reassurance, while Tom, feeling suffocated, sought moments of solitude to recharge. Unmet expectations fueled tension and a growing sense of emotional disconnection. Conflict resolution. During a disagreement, Samantha poured her emotions into the conversation, seeking resolution through emotional connection. Tom, feeling the weight of emotional intensity, withdrew, craving space to process independently. Their attempts at resolving conflict seemed like a dance of two partners out of sync, each struggling to find harmony. Navigating differences. Navigating their differences proved to be a delicate journey. Samantha, grappling with fears of abandonment, needed reassurance that Tom's need for space was not a rejection. Tom, in turn, struggled to convey his need for independence without causing Samantha distress. The dance continued, with each partner yearning for understanding and connection. Potential for growth. Over time, Samantha and Tom discovered opportunities for personal growth and relational development. Samantha, learning to manage her anxiety independently, found strength in self-reassurance. Tom, recognizing the importance of emotional connection, started expressing his feelings more openly, slowly dismantling the walls around his heart. Advice for the couple. Their journey was not without challenges, but with open communication, compromise, and a commitment to personal growth, Samantha and Tom could find a middle ground. Seeking professional support, they embarked on a path of understanding and transformation, turning their dance of attachment into a harmonious rhythm that echoed the beautiful complexity of love.
4. A tapestry of love. Jenny and Sean's journey. In a small town, Jenny, embodying the traits of a fearful avoidant attachment, moved through life with a delicate balance between a longing for connection and a fear of vulnerability. Enter Sean, an individual with an anxious, preoccupied attachment style, whose heart beats with the rhythm of intense passion and a constant yearning for reassurance. First encounter. Their paths crossed one day at a local bookstore. Sean, drawn to Jenny's mysterious aura, initiated a conversation with a burst of enthusiasm. Jenny, though intrigued, felt a familiar wave of discomfort and hesitated, torn between the desire for connection and the instinct to protect herself. Dancing with expectations. As their connection deepened, Sean's need for constant closeness and reassurance collided with Jenny's unpredictable dance of intimacy and withdrawal. Sean, expecting constant affirmation, felt the sting of Jenny's emotional retreats. Jenny, in turn, grappled with her own unpredictable emotions, unsure of how to balance the desire for connection with the fear of engulfment. Navigating storms of emotion. Their first storm hit when Sean, caught in the whirlwind of his own emotions, sought reassurance during a challenging day. Jenny, triggered by the intensity of the situation, withdrew emotionally, leaving Sean feeling a sudden void. Their attachment styles clashed like turbulent waves, leaving both feeling adrift in a sea of uncertainty. Unveiling vulnerabilities. As their relationship progressed, Jenny and Sean began to unveil the vulnerabilities hidden beneath the surface. Jenny, fearing both rejection and engulfment, struggled to trust Sean's intentions. Sean, navigating his own insecurities, grappled with the fear of abandonment, perpetually seeking reassurance to soothe his anxious heart. Learning to dance together, realizing the beauty within their differences, Jenny and Sean embarked on a journey of mutual understanding. Jenny learned to communicate her need for space with gentleness, allowing Sean to navigate moments of uncertainty without triggering his anxiety. Sean, in turn, discovered the art of patience, understanding that Jenny's retreats were not a rejection but a momentary need for solitude. Supporting each other's growth. In the process of love's tapestry, Jenny and Sean found ways to support each other's personal growth. Jenny learned to lean into moments of vulnerability, allowing Sean to witness her true self. Sean, in reciprocation, cultivated a sense of independence, embracing the spaces where Jenny needed to retreat. Harmony in the dance. Over time, the dance between Jenny's fearful avoidant and Sean's anxious, preoccupied attachment styles transformed. The storms became gentler, and the waves of uncertainty gradually found a rhythm of harmony. Their love, though complex, wove a tapestry that celebrated both the closeness of connection and the beauty of individuality. Advice for the couple. Jenny and Sean's journey underscores the importance of open communication, patience, and a commitment to personal and relational growth. Seeking professional guidance, they discovered the tools to navigate the intricacies of their attachment styles, turning their dance into a harmonious melody that celebrated the uniqueness of their love. For individuals navigating a relationship similar to Jenny and Sean's, where one partner has a fearful avoidant attachment style, Jenny, and the other has an anxious, preoccupied attachment style, Sean, here's a piece of advice. Embrace understanding and patience. Navigating a relationship with different attachment styles requires a deep understanding of each other's needs, fears, and patterns. Here are some specific tips. 1. Open communication. Foster a space where both partners feel comfortable expressing their thoughts and emotions without fear of judgment. Be open about your attachment styles, acknowledging the unique challenges they may present. 2. Educate yourselves. Take the time to learn about fearful avoidant and anxious preoccupied attachment styles. Understanding the underlying dynamics can provide clarity and help both partners navigate challenges more effectively. 3. Respect individual boundaries. Recognize and respect each other's need for both closeness and space. Jenny may need moments of solitude, while Sean might crave reassurance. finding a balance that honors both needs is crucial. 4. Practice patience. Changing attachment patterns and building a secure connection takes time. Be patient with yourselves and each other as you navigate the complexities of your respective attachment styles. 5. Encourage individual growth. Support each other in personal growth. Encourage Jenny to lean into moments of vulnerability and Sean to cultivate a sense of independence. Celebrate the progress made on your individual journeys. 6. Seek professional support. Consider couples therapy or counseling to provide a structured and supportive environment for addressing attachment-related challenges. A therapist can offer guidance and tools to navigate the intricacies of your relationship. 7. Celebrate small victories. Acknowledge and celebrate small successes in understanding and supporting each other. Recognizing and appreciating efforts can contribute to a positive and reinforcing atmosphere. 8. Build trust gradually. Trust is a foundational aspect of any relationship, and it may take time to build trust between partners with different attachment styles. Focus on consistent actions that contribute to a sense of security. 9. Cultivate emotional awareness. Both partners can benefit from cultivating emotional awareness. Pay attention to your own emotions and triggers, and strive to understand your partner's emotional landscape. This awareness can facilitate more empathetic and supportive interactions. Remember, every relationship is unique, and the journey of navigating attachment styles is a process of continuous learning and growth. By embracing understanding, patience, and a commitment to each other's well-being, Jenny and Sean can build a resilient and fulfilling connection over time. As we wrap up this episode of Love Unscripted, we hope you found inspiration in the diverse dance of attachment styles. Remember, love is a tapestry woven with threads of understanding, patience, and acceptance. Whether your connection is a harmonious blend of security or a beautifully complex dance between independence and closeness, each attachment style contributes to the unique story of your relationship. Join us in the next episode as we continue to explore the uncharted territories of love, embracing the imperfections that make each connection truly one of a kind. Until then, may your love be unscripted, your hearts open, and your journey be filled with the magic that only genuine connection can bring. This is Love Unscripted, signing off until next time. Happy love, everyone! This is Love Unscripted, where the heart speaks louder than words.